Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, welcome to Fightful. It is July 24th, 2024. We're here to talk AEW Dynamite, AEW Blood and Guts. Man, we have plenty to talk about. We have some backstage news in that regard as well, but we got Alex Palowski to talk to us about it. You can see him on Fightful Select with Sour Graps. You can also see him on Tuesdays post NXT. Alex, how you doing?
Well, you know, Sean, there has been a common misconception about me on certain corners of the IWC that I never say anything bad about AEW. And if anybody comes at somebody saying that, I would like you to kindly bookmark this episode for future use.
Should be good. Should be good.
Yeah.
FightfulSelect.com right now. Best $5 in the business. I understand. Listen, I know some of you can't afford anything. Times are hard. I would encourage you steal money from someone. Perhaps commit some fraud. Mm-hmm. Steal a debit card, something. Yep. $5 a month, $54 a year.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Lots of scoops. We got some over there about tonight's episode of AEW Dynamite right now. But hey, listen, there are other ways that you can help us. Leave a thumbs up, subscribe. But if you want your question or statements read on this show, send in your super chats and humper chats here at youtube.com/Fightful and humperchats.com. This channel itself will be one to look out for. Obviously, we got tons of shorts. We've got tons of interviews. We have nightly post-show reviews. Next week, I will be headed to Cleveland for WWE SummerSlam. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that. But we are on podcast platforms all over the place, my friends. We would ask you to retweet, show us some love, all that good stuff. It would mean an awful lot to us. But we've already got a couple humper chats. Slick Johnny says, "We're the best wrestle." Rah. Well, We opened up the night with some of the best that wrestled in a promo. We had Will Ospreay backstage, and he discovers via Alex Marvez that his tire has been slashed, likely by MJF. We then cut out to the ring, and MJF is in the ring, acting like it was a very dominant victory last week. Easy for him. The easy dub reference once again made. Then he unveils a little bit of cheap heat, which didn't exactly work in Nashville for cheap heat, but likely will at All In at Wembley. He reveals that even though a lot of the people, the fans, really enjoyed the international flavor of the international title, he wants to represent the United States of America. Yeah. Not Nashville, though, just Long Island.
Yeah.
So, Alex, he unveils the American Championship.
Indeed.
It says the only country that matters.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's a you know it. America is better than you, and you know it. It's got the United, well, sort of the United. It looks more like the, a Cuban flag there.
Almost like that, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit like a Cuban flag there.
Mm-hmm.
It's clearly they planned on this quite a while back.
This was not a spur of the moment. Hey, guys, I just had an idea. What if MJF went over tonight? That is not at all what happened last week. So at least they were planning this. Don't get me wrong. I get what they're doing, and I'm sure it'll work in a lot of places. He's got a match in CMLL against a guy whose name I forget, but Luis will tell me in the chat on August 2nd. Like, he's going to Arena Mexico. This is going to play great. There, he's going to get all kinds of heat. That's awesome. It's going to Wembley with this whole thing. You know, we spit on all the other countries because they don't matter. It's only America, but only also one corner of America, all this kind of stuff. And like, I get what they're doing with it. I just don't care for it very much. There are growing sentiments of like American exceptionalism turning into like full-on nationalism in this country that I don't think need to be fed by our wrestling heels. That's just me. I'm probably taking it too seriously, as I often do. I don't care for this particular presentation of this. I was all for the idea of MJF winning. But I'll tell you, like, now I feel like Will's gotta win it back in Wembley. Like, it sets a bad precedent otherwise for that. This guy's got to get a serious comeuppance for who he is and the stuff he's espousing. The best guy to do it would be Will Ospreay. But until this, I thought maybe the best guy to do it would be Daniel Garcia, the guy he, you know, quote unquote, paralyzed. But now I feel like Daniel Garcia has taken a far back seat to an international superstar, probably Will Ospreay, beating the ugly American MJF. There's a lot of stuff here that I thought he nailed. Some stuff I didn't love. Like, I don't know why you got to call Will Ospreay's dead grandmother a fat skank. That just seemed, I don't know why, but okay, fine. He's being a heel. Whatever.
I feel like maybe they could have saved that for another week, if anything.
It's just not my cup of tea. That's all.
They unrolled the flag and all the stars are replaced by MJF's face. You mentioned Daniel Garcia. Now, listen, there are some people in the company that think that Daniel Garcia isn't going anywhere. I don't think that he's signed as of yet. I don't think that he signed a new contract or anything like that, and his deal would be up in October. But I feel like they are aiming for All Out for Daniel Garcia and MJF, as they should. I think that's a big match. I think you can do that there. You can do Ricochet and Ospreay. You can do a lot of good matches. Yeah. That are right there. As far as MJF healing with this, I mean, it'll work a lot better in Wembley.
Yeah, yeah.
But it didn't work in the South.
Nashville's breaking into a USA, USA chant. But I guess he's got the foresight to be like, no, not you guys. You rednecks, I don't give a damn about. I'm talking about real Americans. You know,
hell okay. Yeah, he's got some points. He's saying what we're all thinking. That's how it's going down there. He tells it like it is.
That's true. That is true. Yep.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Oh Jesus. Mean Normus says MJF did the old title in the trash can bit.
He did.
We need a flag with all the Fightful cartoon faces on it. I'll buy one. Listen, we will work out some type of deal with 2LT Cole Photo, like some sort of rev share with the cartoons that he is doing and make something work out of those for sure. He just did incredible with Alex and Kate's to the point to where I said, don't run reaction pictures of them anymore. Just post the cartoon.
That's true. Yes.
Christian says, is MJF showing up to CMLL like Rocky or Apollo in Rocky IV? I can't remember Rocky IV. It's been like 15 years since I've watched it.
No, Apollo, that was where he came out in like the full to James Brown. Oh, living in America.
Okay. You know, that might work there. Yeah. That might work there too.
I mean, I get what they're doing.
Somebody does bring up Apollo did die.
Yeah.
So let's hope that doesn't happen.
Then at the end of the match, we're going to get Will Ospreay. If he dies, he dies, bruv. Like, you know, maybe that'll be good.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. James Stallings says, good show. I'm so ready for Ricochet. Keep up the good work, guys. I do feel as if they had loaded up each one of these shows so much in July that they didn't need a Ricochet debut as well. There's, you know, you had Camille debut, you had the Forbidden Door, like post Dynamite. You had the Owen finals. You had the incredible finish with Mariah May. You had Blood and Guts. Yes. You had the hour long match, 250. So you didn't need that. Although had they put that in there, it would have worked, but now we're going to roll in. Like maybe, let's see. Yeah, it's still got one left in July. He could possibly debut next week. Possibly. Shout out to our friend Sabrina, whose birthday is in 3 days. Please wish her a happy birthday, guys.
Happy birthday, Sabrina.
Wonderful friend of the show. Jimmy Van's birthday is today as well. We celebrated it on the hump. Of course, the day he shows up to work is his birthday.
Of course. Of course. He wouldn't take that day off.
Yes. Yeah. Chris Jericho defeated Minoru Suzuki in an FTW championship. Tom LaValle says Chris Jericho legit broke his finger. Whoopsie. They chopped the living shit out of each other the entire match. Suzuki much harder than Jericho. There was one specific hiccup that was evident where Jericho was coming off the second rope and was clearly waiting to be chopped by Suzuki. And Suzuki just didn't get the cue or forgot. But this was back and forth, chop, 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 and then Suzuki would get the finish and then get the upper hand. And eventually Chris Jericho won. Did the chops sort of, I don't know, did it make you hate Jericho a little less?
Oh, no. But it is one of those things where, like, I can't even enjoy watching him get his ass kicked anymore. Like, it was one of those things of like, yeah, no, good, chop him. But I'm watching it knowing what the finish is. It's an FTW match. That means cheating is legal. Even without his buddies out there, he's going to find a way to cheat. Oh, whoops, there he goes. Low blow. And then he does the Judas effect and he wins. Doesn't matter if he gets his chest opened up by chops for 10 straight minutes. Like, at the end, he's just going to do the thing that I hate and win. So I'm sitting there waiting for the thing that I hate to happen. So it's just, unfortunately, that's my own personal psychological cross to bear that I can't enjoy stuff because I know bad things are happening later. That's my problem. But I do think, though, if Jericho is just going to eventually low blow a guy and then hit him with his unkickoutable spinning back elbow to the temple, you don't need to take all the chops, dude. Just drop to your knee, hit him with a low blow, hit your move and leave. He wasn't like he hit him with a bunch of other moves to set him up so he was weakened. He did one offensive maneuver besides the fist to the balls. That was it. So it is what it is. It's part of this thing. I like that afterwards Suzuki gets up, hits him with the pile driver he was trying to before. Then he gets taken out by the rest of the learning trees, the leaves, I guess. And then Shibata's back. I'm very happy Shibata's back, but because this is how my brain functions, I go, Shibata's going to get another match with Jericho. It'll go the same way. He'll tear Jericho apart until Jericho cheats and beats him. That's just how we're going to do until Hook has a match with Jericho. And maybe, just maybe, Hook will finally give Jericho the true comeuppance, take the title back from him, and then Jericho can ride off into the sunset. Please, just please, please.
JP says, on a scale of 1 to 10, Alex, how much did you love that Jericho match? Murder Grandpa really connects with an audience regardless of the language. The crowd was getting into this.
Listen, Suzuki's amazing. I can't take anything away from Minoru Suzuki. That guy's awesome.
I mean, we're fortunate that Suzuki was able to work this after he had a scary spot a few weeks ago, but yeah. Glad that he was there. I liked the element of them just chopping each other back and forth. Again, I wasn't too into the way that it set up towards the finish as well. I'm with you there. And of course, we did have Big Bill and Brian Keith get involved, and they did highlight, they said, Hook is not here. Yeah. Joe is not here.
Right.
But Shibata is. Okay. I like Shibata a lot. I'm glad that he, again, has a new lease on his career. Like, yeah. For the love of God, like, we're very fortunate to be treated to that. But I don't know. I feel like I would like Jericho a lot more in the trios division. Mm-hmm. If you're going to use him, I think that him leading his tree of people against Christians is like at least something you can play off of. But yeah, guys, get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. Listen. Whether you're an American champion or an international champion, our friends at North.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Have you covered? How many times have you seen it? A big name wrestler gets hacked. They're trying to sell PlayStations or something on their Twitter. They need that NordVPN.com/Fightful. Not just for that,
but all their sensitive files, their storyline information, their pitches, their private documents. You want NordVPN.com/Fightful to protect you when you're on the road or when you're at home. When you're at home, you can put it on your router. It protects everything. You can put it on your phone, laptop, desktop, PC. But on the road, whether you're at the hotel connecting to that Wi-Fi, the airport connecting to that Wi-Fi, the event center even, you want to have some protection for your devices, and NordVPN.com/Fightful does that. In addition, you shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourself on that public Wi-Fi, secure every device you own, and add extra layers of security to your digital life, in addition to all the great features we tell you about all the time. They also have 24/7 support if you need that help. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Check it out. NordVPN has been one of our best, most generous, and long-term sponsors, one of our most broad sponsors as well. They have been wonderful. I can tell you, during baseball season, especially helpful. Football season, you don't want to pay for a Sunday ticket. You can just tune into local games via NordVPN as well. Freddie Mac says, Maxwell, a great American, is the new MAGA. I would not go that far, and I would be very surprised if he was very happy with you saying that. Terry Allen Jr. says, Men of the Year theme was enjoyable. Did you enjoy it when Scorpio returns? Does he maintain it with different lyrics? No, I think they're moving on from that.
Yeah.
Especially considering Ethan Page is NXT champion now. I would imagine that is in the rear view. Mm-hmm. Well, Willow and Statlander not in each other's rear view. Statlander attacks Willow during an interview, and we end up seeing Stokely effectively lay down a challenge here. How'd you feel about this? It's Statlander and Willow, just two people I care about, a non-title program I enjoy. The beat goes on here.
I think that they're really great together. I think this is the perfect thing to keep them, to keep them going. Willow's got a new thing for Statlander to take from her. So the CMLL Women's Championship being defended in AEW between two amazing AEW women who are going to give great matches can only be a good thing. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, anything with stakes, especially added to this.
Stakes are important.
And Stokely did mention this in the segment as well, but man, Stokely has done such incredible work with this as well. Like, anytime that he is associated with something, there is a little bit of excitement there because you know that he can make almost anything work. But guy had the rug pulled out from under him a number of times throughout his career. So I'm really happy that this is going and he's killing it. He's absolutely killing it, as are Statlander and Willow as well. Like, they were given the ball and all three of them deliver. Brian Danielson backstage, he is approached by Jeff Jarrett, and Jeff Jarrett said, you know, I believe that you were meant to win this tournament. I would have loved for it to have been me. He's like, but if not me winning the tournament in honor of my friend, I'm glad it was you. This was a nice touch in Nashville, especially. Like, right now, they have effectively turned Jeff Jarrett babyface. He's like AEW's grandpa right now. It's just the really jacked grandpa who says slap nuts. Mm-hmm. I like this. Jeff Jarrett's really good at cutting promos. He's really good at seeming sincere. We know that he has been through an awful lot of heartache in his life.
Yeah.
And we know that he has seen ups and downs and, you know, had an incredible career along the way. And it's kind of interesting to see Brian Danielson, who you kind of feel is hanging on by a thread, much earlier than that of Jeff Jarrett, who is not just hanging on by a thread. 10 years from now, he could do the same stuff, but how'd you feel about this?
Well, I mean, I think the impetus for it is a little weird. Cause it's like, Danielson talking to Renee about, like, hey, my neck, you know, is okay, but it will not be okay if we do something else. So we got to, like, make sure we're taking care of it and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, he seemed very, at peace with, you know, his neck being hurt, but we're going to take it slow. And eventually I'm going to have that title match at Wembley. And I sure do hope I manage to win. It was very, you know, like kind of almost happy to be here type of stuff, but not even happy, just content. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But then, Jericho being like, so, I didn't win. And I was heartbroken about it, but I saw that you did win. And I thought, you know, well, it's okay. At least Danielson's going to win. And then I see you over here whining like a little baby. You need to actually get in the right frame of mind. Otherwise, me losing in the tournament was all for nothing. And it's very important to me because people believe in you. And then he did this really weird thing where he waited until the last sentence of his speech to sit down next to Danielson. Like, he's like, all right, I'm going to sit next to you. And this is where the speech really kicks off. And he said four more words and left. And I was like, okay, all right, fine. You know, this is okay. This is what they're doing with they're making Jeff Jarrett into the kindly grandpa, which is not like that man won a match versus Leatherface. You know, like he's not he hasn't been the kindly grandpa. It's a new thing for him. We'll see how it works.
Bobby White, I do see your super chats. Sorry, I did not see them earlier. One of them was after we went off the air. But Bobby, if you want to send something else in the chat in addition, without a super chat, I will also answer that. But I do see yours now. We will answer them as we get to them on the show. But yeah, we will definitely spend a good amount of time talking specifically about what is in your Humper chat since we missed one earlier.
Yeah,
because we want to do right by you. Britt Baker's back. She defeated Hikaru Shida. How'd you feel about her performance in the ring? It's her first match since September. I mean, the bag on her last year was you could tell she was hurt. You could absolutely tell she was hurt in the ring. And listen, I've interviewed Britt a number of times. I have seen how her line of thinking is. She is tough as hell. Whether you like her, you don't, you've got positive interactions with her, you don't. She is tough as shit. She will wrestle through anything. She does not like to miss time. This was the biggest absence of her career. Now we know why. And, you know, after a stroke, that's quite the thing to come back from. And she wrestled a 10-minute match tonight. And I thought that she didn't miss a beat.
Yeah, looked good to me. Looked about as good as you could possibly look coming out of your first match back after a stroke.
Yeah.
I mean, she was in there with Shida, and they have a lot of history. Really good worker. They know what they're doing. So I liked a lot of this. I appreciated them like having to like inform the people who have only started watching in the past year or so. So the lockjaw. This is how it works. Like actually giving us a scientific explanation, because putting your fingers in somebody's mouth doesn't look like it should be.
It does work too.
It works, but to the lay person who's not up on things. I like that they mentioned that. There was a moment that I always struggle with, a trope that I've never been a big fan of is Shida wanting to reach for the kendo stick in the corner and forcing herself not to. It's the same thing with Ospreay and the Tiger Driver. But Ospreay and the Tiger Driver is at least like a storyline reason for it. If this was for a title or even a shot at a title, like Shida, like having, like, will Shida give in to her baser urges and resort to cheating, to being a bad guy, to win the match, might work. But like, what does she get out of this if she uses the kendo stick and hits Britt Baker with it? Let's say for argument's sake, the referee is stricken with temporary blindness because he's looking right after as she's reaching for the kendo stick. If she picks it up and hits Britt Baker with it and wins, like, what does she get out of it? She doesn't get anything. I feel like this particular type of storyline can work really well if there's like a title on the line that they really want or to retain a title that they've had forever. But this particular moment, I don't feel like is the best way to tell that particular story, but I am absolutely here for a heel Hikaru Shida run. Like, that's great. Yeah. I just think we can get to it in a better fashion than this.
I agree. I think it should be a big reveal in that sense. But we do have another story that's being told as Mercedes Moné emerges and says she's not giving Britt Baker a shot at All In.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of nowhere, Camille, former NWA world champion, debuts. So Fightful Select has reported she has been signed since February, getting paid. Now, I'm glad that AEW signed her. They park people for a very long time.
They do.
They wasted millions of dollars parking people. And listen, hey, as a private company, however Tony Khan wants to use his money, he is more than welcome to. But my God, I'm told that this was very close to the vest. We do have more details on Fightful Select. But Bobby White had sent a humper chat earlier. And again, we are going to spend a lot of time on these. So, Sean, you mentioned a couple of times your ideal debut for Camille and Megan Bain are as heaters. Do you think with Deonna mentoring her and Taya doing Lucha Libre on AEW, it could lead to Thunder Rosa having her heater be Camille with the NWA relationship? This was earlier. And then he says, is it possible that AEW is holding off on a lot of talent from being on TV till the new deal to have pops from more returning stars like Starks, Wardlow, Camille? Any word on Megan Bain? So I'm going to spend some time on this as well. I feel like if they can get a deal done with Megan Bain, because again, there it's one of the most confusing stories I've ever covered. She was under AEW contract, had a dark match. Tony wanted her to get some reps elsewhere. She went to Stardom with their blessing, from my understanding, with AEW saying they sent her there. Because if you remember, there was that little tweet that the Stardom account had said where they're like, Sean, they've never sent us anybody. Well, then Rocky Romero made a call and all of a sudden they had sent her and things had changed. But I was told as of a few weeks ago, she wasn't under contract, but there were pitches. There was contact between Rocky Romero and Megan Bain. I think the ultimate way to do it is to have Camille as Mercedes heater, which, by the way, she does an incredible torture rack. And then Megan Bain as a heater in, like, the world title division. But then, as Bobby White points out, says, since your heater theory is coming true, do you think there's a possibility Mercedes having Camille and the Renegade Twins, Britt could have Hater and the Bella Twins? Now, the Bella Twins have been one that are way, way, way out of left field. However, man, another Fightful Select report from last week. Charlotte Renegade was backstage at Dynamite. Now, normally, you know, it'd be like, what's the big deal? But I'm going to go off Brian Windhorst here. Why would they do that? Well, because Mercedes, from what I understand, has pushed to work with the Renegade Twins. I think that would actually be a nice little surprise. Like, listen, you don't have to bring the Bella Twins in for a run or anything.
But
listen, you go to All In and it's Britt and she's got two twins, Mercedes and Camille. Oh my gosh, who could she get? And all of a sudden, that fucking music hits. Primo! And everybody goes, what? Huh? This isn't what we expected.
No, it's not at all what you expect. No,
true. But then Jamie Hayter could return as well, who FightfulSelect.com, the best goddamn $5 in the business, reported there have been pitches for her to come back. That could make sense as well. You don't have to have Britt and Hayter tied together for a long time, but they never split.
They never split.
Alex, Bobby White spent a good amount of money. I want to make sure he gets his money's worth.
Yeah.
I know I just vomited a lot of shit. Your way. I got to Brie mode from Camille debuting. So let's talk about it.
Love Camille. Love her look. Love everything about her. The pump kick, fantastic. Torture rack. Torture rack into like a blue thunder bomb. Awesome. Great stuff. Keep it coming. So yeah, this is something I think that, I mean, a lot of people have pitched at one point, but somebody asked on an episode of the Sour Graps thing, we were talking about Collision, when it was all but said, like, so you know, Mercedes is coming in. Who else do you think will be coming in as, to women's division? This is like, you know, on one of my sour chats. And I said, if Camille comes in, she should absolutely be Mercedes heater. She should be the diesel to Mercedes's HBK. Like, that's a match made in heaven. Those two would be amazing. So like, I was calling for this thing in like, I don't know, December. Like, so this is awesome that they put them together. It's great. And it's a perfect license for Britt Baker to bring back Jamie Hayter to have that tag match. Now you gotta anchor weeks in advance. You gotta anchor All Out with some big matches.
Yeah, of course.
So what if Britt Baker doesn't get her title match at All In? What if the All In is the tag match? Okay. And All Out, if they win.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
If Britt and Britt and Jamie win at All In, then Britt gets her title match at All Out. Like, it, you could actually, I love the idea of stakes for All Out being attached directly to All In matches. That could be a lot of fun. Hayter would get a huge response in Great Britain. It'd be a really cool thing to see those four women working in a tag match as well. Plus, we're getting that title match eventually. We all know that. But with Mercedes saying, no, I'm not giving you your title match at All In. Well, we get this match instead with the stakes attached to it, that if Britt wins, she gets her title match at All Out.
I mean, there's a lot of options there, a whole lot of options. Ultimately, what has gone through my head is the idea of Mikey Ruckus screaming Brie mode at the beginning of a theme.
Yes.
And that's all I want to get to at this point. I have had my mind made. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think there are a lot of options. And Crazy 101 says Mercedes on Instagram Live said that's just part one. I think the Renegade twins are, you know, they've got a great look.
Be nice.
They've been getting a lot of, or they've gotten a lot of reps in that sense, but you could have Jamie Hayter return at All In, then do the match at All Out. There's so many different options. Sure. I like the ones that you presented as well.
Matthew, there's also Hooks. Like in Mercedes's history, there's also a big time pay-per-view moment where she was supposed to find a tag partner for a big pay-per-view tag match with Charlotte and Becky. I think it was. Charlotte and Dana? Maybe Charlotte and Dana. And it's like, who could Sasha Banks ever find to be her partner? And it was Bayley, and the crowd went crazy. So maybe we mirror that, and we have Britt coming into All In with no tag partner. But we all know who it's going to be, but the pop is still going to be crazy when we first hear that music.
Matthew Hook says, many stories set up tonight. Bane to help Britt. I think that if you're going to have somebody come back, it's got to be Jamie. It's got to be Jamie.
Yeah.
Bobby White says, how many super chats, Humber chats do I need for you all to ask Tony about getting women's tag titles so there's more women's wrestling on TV? We've asked them a number of times.
Yeah.
They've been pitched. We just haven't heard that they're happening. And Bobby, the line of thinking that I had is sort of what they're doing with the trios titles where they're absorbed. I have always said I don't want AEW women's tag team titles. I want world women's tag titles. Right. And they can defend them in AEW, in ROH. They can send them to New Japan strong. Yeah. They can, if they want somebody to represent them in CMLL, they can do that there. There can be a CMLL team that gets a run with them even.
Yeah.
Crazy 101 says Jamie or Megan Bain would be fire emoji to help Britt. I am just glad to see Camille involved.
Yeah.
Chris Williams says Jamie Hayter return at All In to help Britt. I hope so. I mean, I think there's a solid chance at this point. I think there's a solid chance. We have the patriarchy promo with Christian holding all the titles. Mm-hmm. and then Nick Wayne's just kicking up shit with Kip Sabian. And I know we don't get to talk about him a lot on this show, but I've been a believer of Kip Sabian's for over 5 years. Mm-hmm. There are some people that have it from a presence and charisma standpoint, and I always thought he had that based on the way that he handled some media at the original Double or Nothing. They liked him enough to renew his deal. He's still with the company. It was a nice way to promote Royal Rampage this Friday. Mm-hmm. I'm a sucker for Battle Royals, but Alex Lawrence says, why did AEW get rid of the 9-belt trios titles? I need Christian Cage cutting promos, holding all the belts. Now, that would have been funny.
Yeah, like three of them wrapped around his torso and then yes. three on each shoulder. That would have been great. Yes. Like full-on Ultimo Dragon it. Let's do it. But, yeah.
I kind of hope they do that at least once. And he's like, yeah, you forgot them all last week. I told you, bring them all.
Bring all of the titles. That wasn't all of the titles.
Yes.
Yeah, this weird thing of Nick Wayne and Kip Sabian, like nobody cares that your dad is dead. Get over it.
Yeah.
Is a funny deal, I guess. Kip Sabian trying to be part of the patriarchy, but not being allowed. I guess we'll see where this goes. I'm intrigued to see how they shake out this trios division. It feels like it's been basically cursed since All In last year. So we'll see where it goes, because I think that there's a lot of really talented trios in AEW.
We got a couple of enhancement matches tonight.
We did.
I liked them both. Pac defeated Beefcake Boulder and just whipped his ass.
Yes.
Cool.
Why yeah, hit it. One with a brain buster. And that was very impressive.
I love it. I'm here for it. There's not a lot more to say. They squeezed in a couple of quick matches to get the match count up.
I would like very much for them to tell me when Pac is getting his international title shot.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
Because they're like,
well, buddy, he ain't. He's getting a shot at the American championship.
He's getting a shot at the...
Because this is America.
American title. But... Because when did he win that? The Fatal Four Way, it was like a couple of weeks ago, so it was before MJF and Ospreay even had their match announced against each other. I'm pretty sure
it was July 10th. So yes,
so July 10th, so like 2 weeks ago. So July 10th, he has it, and people they're talking about like he's not going to have his title match until Ospreay versus MJF 2 happens. And I'm like, that just feels like a long time. That feels like a weird time to be like, you're the number one contender eventually, like 6, 7, 8 weeks from now. They're, for example, they're doing the Battle Royal tomorrow. They're doing it tonight, and it'll be shown on Friday. And the winner of that gets a title match versus the AEW World Champion at Grand Slam. So at the end of July, we're doing a battle royal to crown a number one contender for a match at the end of September. But in between, there's going to be a match at the end of August that's not this number one contender. Also, there's probably going to be a different title match in early September. It feels like everything's kind of going out of order. And I don't know. Like, to me, I really hope that the winner of the Rampage Royale is somebody that makes it very up in the air about who's going to win, Danielson or Swerve. Like there could be a story for whoever wins this number one contendership for Danielson or for Swerve. I don't want it to be so obvious that, you know, who's coming out of it. So we'll see a lot of it.
We also had Mariah May defeating Caitlin Alexis, and boy, did Mariah May get this started. But by the way, she's the glamour Mariah May now. And immediately, bam, boom, big done. Ass drop kick.
Boom, done.
Yep. Loved it. Whoop Caitlin Alexis's ass. I believe Caitlin Alexis said, and I quote, "Let's go, baby. It's my time." It was her time to eat a drop kick to the face.
You're done. Yep.
Mariah May wins, and Tony Storm is back. Young Nasty Man, nice reference there, says, "I may be alone, but I think I was too soon for Tony to come back. Don't see how they keep the feud anywhere near as hot as it is for another month. Are you, first off, the match itself, another quick match. They got that match count up with the squash, which I'm completely fine with. Sometimes you just need to see somebody do their cool shit.
Yeah.
But 2 weeks, is that too soon for Toni Storm to have come back?
We'll have to see, won't we? I don't think you can put them near each other until like the third week of August. That's a long time. Like you can't have them doing pull apart brawls or being attacked or anything. I don't know. I mean, there's zero reason why Toni Storm would have a match against anybody between now and then. And Mariah like already has her title match. Like I do think you could have easily waited 2 more weeks and have Mariah be able to tell us more, but never really does. And that's what brings Toni back from, you know, the dead. I did appreciate her sliding into the ring as a security person, dramatically taking off the wig and then standing there with her eyes. That was great. That was cool. But yeah, that you could have done that 2 weeks from now and we would be on a lot more solid footing. I always wonder how things are timed out. Like you got to know exactly what you're doing for these next 4 weeks of TV.
Yeah, and I feel like the debut of The Glamour should have sort of been unimpeded, right? You know?
Yeah.
Like, perhaps. Let us see what it's right. about. Yeah. Let's see what it's about, and then maybe either next week or the week after. Bobby White says, did Buddy Matthews actually re-sign with AEW, and Malachi's contract, is that still 2025 or 2027? FightfulSelect.com, we had a report today. We dug into it. Now, listen, a couple weeks ago, or a couple years ago, there was a lot of conjecture regarding Malachi Black. Now, Malachi Black got on a video and said, hey, the dirt sheets have lied about my contract. Well, it wasn't us lying about his contract. Toni Khan said it on the radio.
Right.
He was signed until almost 2027. Now, I was under the impression some of those were basically option years. Now, I don't know if those are still in effect. Fightful Select has some details on that. There are people in the company that think it's up later this year with the possibility of options. There were people that were telling me that Matthews had option years as well. And they usually are in the hands of the company. Right. Cause I had heard them discussing whether or not that they were going to pick up that option. I don't know if he's re-signed, but I know that there was discussion of option years there. With Malachi, things are a little bit different because if you guys remember, he didn't seem to want to be there a couple of years ago. And what was told to me from a very high level at that point was they were like, well, listen, you can go home, take care of yourself and all that. I won't get into the particulars, but they were like, you're not going to WWE. That is not an option. We're not going to just let you go there.
Right.
Type of thing, because then that opens the floodgates for literally anybody who isn't happy with their booking for a little bit.
Sure.
Can I get SRS doing Denise's impression of SRS cutting a promo on the American title? Yeah, Denise doesn't like capture my accent.
No, not quite. No.
No, but, not.
But what is the belt made out of and is it edible?
Yes. So if it were Denise cutting the promo, she'd be like, there's a lot of things I love about America. One is that we can make belts out of leather. We ain't making them out of pleather. It ain't edible. You can't eat it. That's for damn sure. But you know what you can do? In America, you can grow fruits, hang them out to dry, make some fruit leathers, and then eat them. That's how Denise thinks that I sound.
That's good. Very good. I like that a lot.
JP says, they're booking Mariah May perfectly. Glad she didn't do the heel trope and run. Standing toe-to-toe was the right choice. Toni was great as always. Yeah, I mean, she should think that she's a badass.
Yeah.
She absolutely should. Well, I know how you can be a badass. Helix.
HelixSleep.com/Fightful. If you've heard me talk about Helix, you know what I was talking about regarding my sleeping situation before I found Helix. I was on a slab of memory foam. It messed up my back. I was looking for a mattress, but I didn't want to go to the mattress store and roll around on something other people had been on. But I wanted to make sure I got the right mattress for me. I found the 30,000 plus 5-star reviews from Helix. I saw them in GQ, in Wired, in Good Housekeeping, and I said, you know what? I'm going to try it. I went to HelixSleep.com. I took their sleep quiz and I got matched up to the Dusk Lux model. Now, before, I was only a back sleeper. Now, I'm able to sleep on my back and my side because they personalize that mattress. They find the right one for you. And after that, I hit them up and I said, I love your product so much, I want Fightful to do business. They have a great 100-day money-back guarantee. Not only that, you take their sleep quiz, you match up to the mattress that's right for you. They get flexible payment plans as well. There's no reason you shouldn't try Helix Sleep. Invest in your sleep, because ideally you spend 1/3 of your life in bed. And that's just the sleeping part, my friends. HelixSleep.com/Fightful. They got a great deal going on, as always, over at HelixSleep.com/Fightful. And guys, listen, I know I've been promoting them for a long time, but it's because I genuinely like their product. I got a Helix mattress. Then I hit them up and said, hey, let's do business. And as a shoot, I've got another one coming on Friday. Here's, look, not just shilling. I ordered another one of these things because I like HelixSleep.com/Fightful so much.
Are you going to sleep on two mattresses?
I mean, I'm going to Princess and the Pea this thing.
Nice. Nice.
Well, yeah, we wanted one for a guest room. We wanted one for our bedroom. We just ordered the Helix Sunset Lux. I let my wife pick it. She ran through and did all the quizzes. And I was like, listen, we'll get one specifically that you prefer. And yeah, they also have the option like where they'll sort of combine your quizzes and determine what's going to be the most appropriate one. But they were not falling onto Helix Sunset Luxes tonight. Lots of tables broken in the Blood and Guts match as Team AEW wins. Elite sort of rigged the coin toss. Yeah. They couldn't find Hangman.
Mm-hmm.
A reminder, guys, get your super chats, get your humper chats in. I want to thank our moderator, Luis, who really broke this down in sections for us, which I appreciate. Dante says the Blood and Guts match was for the sickos, like Denise, who definitely liked that match. And Delvin Cox says Blood and Guts was 11-10 insanity. The rest of the card felt like filler. Here's to hoping a strong follow-up next week in Greenville because my son and I have front row tickets. Thanks for all you do, Fightful. Man, enjoy yourself. Just have fun no matter what. Hoping you get like a Ricochet debut or something. That would be
That'd really be nice. Cool.
The legend says exhilarating main event. But please retire the cuffs for the next couple of Blood and Guts matches now. Thanks, guys. Oh, we will be getting to that. And then Chi-Town Spurs says the worst built Blood and Guts match leads to my favorite Blood and Guts match. Go figure. I enjoyed it. There were some elements of it that I went, ugh. Some elements of it that I liked. Some other elements of it. You know, 40, it's a 50-minute segment. So that's going to happen. What are your overall thoughts before we get into the individuals?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. The build to me was incredibly lackluster. I did not feel like, I thought they were I don't know why, man. Coming, they already did an Anarchy in the Arena. You know what I mean? I thought there was going to be like do a thing where like control of the company was on the line. I don't know, but like you can't do Team Elite versus Team AEW, I think, without something serious on the line. Like I don't know exactly what specifically, but the only thing that it looks like Team AEW gets out of this is Darby Allin gets a title match versus Jack Perry for the third most important singles title on the brand.
We will be discussing that.
You know, like so if Blood and Guts should be like these two factions who despise each other, this is the only way they can truly settle things. And you got Team Elite, who's, you know, the a-holes in charge of everything. And you got this ragtag bunch of Team AEW that doesn't really feel... The one thing I actually did like is that moment backstage where they were all squabbling because none of those people actually like each other. And the only guy who could step in and be like, hold on, we got to put all that aside for one night only is Mark Briscoe because he's the one guy of... Somehow Mark Briscoe is the voice of reason here. So I like that they did that leading into it, but I don't understand, like, there wasn't enough importance, I think, assigned to the match itself and the stakes of the match going into it for me. So it kind of like was a self-fulfilling prophecy for me. Like I enjoyed a lot of the spots. Some of the stuff I thought was really clever, but I really wanted more Swerve and Hangman. And we got so little. They exited the match during the picture in picture.
Yeah.
Like I did not like that.
That should have been better. Yeah. So we're going to break down a lot of this. Maddie Nice says, such a fun night. Great blood and guts match. Excited for what I hope is a legit Kip push with this patriarchy stuff. I've been waiting for it. I hope it's something. I mean, it might just be him being on the show, but...
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Just announced. MLW's Akira. Davey Boy Smith Jr. Mansua. Yoda Tsuji. And Claudio... announced for the CMLL Men's Grand Prix on All In Weekend. So that is talent from New Japan, CMLL, AEW/ROH, and New Japan. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perry and Allen kick this off. Nicolas Cage ends up bringing in a briefcase. Meet Normus brings up a point that a lot of people will like. Max Caster won't be able to rap for a while because he ends up eating thumbtacks. I hope that he tries.
Me too.
But he's like a mumble rapper. Mm-hmm. He can't say anything.
Yeah, that'd be good. Or he still has one lodged in the back of his throat and coughs it up. That'd be kind of fun.
So Hangman ends up going for Swerve, locks him on the outside. Jeff Jarrett and Billy Gunn make the save. Jeff Jarrett getting a babyface spot here in Nashville made an awful lot of sense. But Darren Walker says, what a babyface he is now. JW Pringle says tiny wire cutters instead of bolt cutters.
Yeah, that was odd.
That was very odd. And Tony P says, Swerve Hanger now has Austin Rock vibes. I'm with JJ from F4W Online. Next match should be Exploding Barbed Wire Deathmatch, and their video package should be Hurt by Johnny Cash. Also, earlier, my heelish tweener question was about Adam Page, not Adam Cole. Okay, that makes sense. That makes way more sense. I see what you meant from earlier today. But they have this very, very great situation where Swerve ends up doing a series of suplexes to Jack Perry, and then the whole crowd sees Hangman standing there. Mm-hmm. They are destined to always fight.
Yep, yep.
They have landed in a beautiful situation with Swerve and Hangman where it's like they can go back to this anytime they want in the future. As long as they are both in AEW, this could likely continue.
Right.
There aren't a lot of matches that I'm keen on seeing like five, six times. I know they had a cage match planned last year. I actually talked to Swerve about this earlier this year. They had a cage match planned late last year. But after the violent exchange they had, they were like, we probably need to let it breathe.
Yeah, I'll let it breathe for a while, maybe. Yeah.
Let it breathe. And then they had the title match that Hangman ended up costing him.
Right.
And it's breathed ever since then.
Yeah.
It is such a fascinating and fantastic situation that AEW is in to at least have that to go back to. Mm-hmm.
My favorite part of the whole thing was Hangman not coming out when they had the advantage as the fifth guy for the heels. And then they do the whole thing and it was still 4-on-4 for a while. And then Swerve comes out, but he doesn't even get halfway down the ramp and running out with a chair from the face tunnel is Adam Hangman Page, because in his mind, he's done nothing wrong. I still love that. That's my favorite thing about the Hangman Page character is he believes he is in the right and he isn't wrong about that. Like there's like, I don't like there's so much. You can hear the quake in his voice as he screams with rage, because it's not just rage. He is in anguish that he has to do this because nobody else will do it. You don't deserve this, he says, holding the belt up to his face. Hits him across. Everything that Page and Swerve did together, individually, that was what made this match as good as it was for me. Everything else could go screw. Like that wasn't, I didn't care about any of that. I don't care about Bucks versus the Acclaimed. I want that match over and done with. Move the Bucks on to something else. Briscoe, I feel like, should be focusing more on ROH because he's the ROH champion. I like Perry, but I don't like Darby, so I don't like that particular thing. Okada should be doing something else. He should be doing something with that title. But to me, this
I think he'll be associated with Hangman going in.
He will. They actually set it up with the buckshot and everything. But
yeah.
Hangman and Swerve was the reason for this match to exist. And then just as it was getting good, they cut to commercial. And then they come back from commercial and go, oh, by the way, during commercial, they went off the stage through some tables and they're done for the rest of the match.
Yeah, they should have absolutely featured that on the main show. That has to be on the show.
Yeah.
Kim Gray says the video of Mark Briscoe showing the action figures to his family killed me. Oh my gosh, it was so emotional. Mm-hmm. And I do wish that they would have done a thing with Mark Briscoe saying, you know, a lot of people don't associate with me with AEW, but they were there for my family. Meet Normus says the Bucks went full Oprah. You get a staple gun, you get a staple gun. Mm-hmm. Swerve is a sicko. Darby should have brought out the flamethrower on Jack. So yeah, there are a lot of staples. Swerve just laughs it off, which I like. Because I mean, listen, we saw what he and Hangman put each other through.
Right.
He doesn't care. Bowens ends up falling off the cage through a bunch of tables.
Yep.
And then there was Darby hanging from the ceiling and going through a table with a coffin drop. Mark Briscoe with a froggy bow. And then there is a disgusting chair shot to the head from Mark Briscoe that I hope was gimmicked. And I know there's, you know, a lot of real glass jokes to be made, real chair jokes to be made. I don't need to see unprotected chair shots like that.
Now, this
is coming from a guy who delivered a chair shot to the head last week.
It's true.
A little bit different. Turned into it, all that good stuff. Yeah. Made sure that he was protected. Don't need to see that. I don't want to see anybody, for the sake of my entertainment, I don't want to see someone maximizing their risk of CTE.
Right.
So hopefully that. But I like that Darby was like trying to get something out of this. And he specifically hates Jack Perry, which is why he wanted a shot with that. And he got it. And then eventually they quit because he was about to set Jack Perry on fire again.
Right. He was looking for something for the longest time and couldn't find it. I don't know what it was. If they didn't set the gas can in the right spot or what.
That's what Dante said. Dante said it seemed like Darby was looking for something at the end that made the ending seem off. Yes.
Yeah.
It needed something a little bit different. JP says, I'm like the man that fell out of the boat. I ain't in it, said Mark Briscoe. The finish, I mean, you kind of spoken about that. Yeah. I'm glad that he got something out of it because if you're there, you might as well go to the negotiating table.
I guess, but my thing was that you were willing to murder a man via immolation for a shot at the third or fourth most important title on the show. So, somebody said in the Sour Graps Society Discord that if you're Jack Perry, this dude's already lit you on fire once. There's no reason to believe he's bluffing. And I would totally agree if it had been Jack Perry who said, I quit. But it was one of the Jacksons who did. And these are the guys who run the Elite. They're important. I guess the fact is there's nothing on the line for them if they do surrender. Nothing. Like they don't lose power. Nothing. The only thing on the line is that Jack Perry has to defend his title against Darby Allin at All In. So why not surrender? There's no reason to not surrender. That's why you need life or death stakes for something like this. Because otherwise, there's no consequences for somebody surrendering.
I didn't mind. First off, I don't want Jack Perry to quit. I think that he should be sort of like full of himself and all that. And defiant, because for him, he doesn't like, I feel like there's some insecurity in his brain from a character standpoint. He doesn't want to be the one to quit because these are the guys that brought him back.
Right.
So yeah. And also the TNT title has long been very important to Darby. So I think that is worth mentioning. How long is Chris Statlander's AEW contract? I don't know. Sorry, I can't help you, but if you go to our resources section on Fightful.com, we've got a list of contract dates and the like. And we are starting to wrap up, guys. Leave a thumbs up. Get your super chats, Humper chats in. Vicky, our good friend, says, hi, SRS and Alex. I'm at a conference in Austin, Texas for my kidney disease. I made it to the TV for AEW and to hang with Fightful. Didn't like the ending. Really, what a Jack Fried.
Jeez, wow. Good Lord.
Oh, Vicky, hoping for the best for you. It was great to see you earlier this year as well.
Hoping for the best for you, for sure.
Alex, tell the people what you got.
You can find me, for those of you who want to after tonight, over on Fightful Select, reviewing Raw, SmackDown, Rampage, and then on this particular YouTube channel, reviewing NXT. A lot of stuff happening, leading in these next few weeks leading up to SummerSlam and the Great American Bash. It feels like they should get a crossover. Let MJF defend that title on the Great American Bash. Why not? In the spirit of, you know, open doors and whatnot.
Justin O'Connor sent a super chat. I don't see anything there. Apparently, well, there was a, I'll wait until I can get the tweet confirmed there. But also, Jack Perry did, as Tony mentioned, said he was prepared to die for this in a promo.
He did. So he did. That's true.
Listen, I got to go with him. I got to go with him. But guys, I want to thank you all so much. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. Please comment. I come and talk with you guys there. I dropped some scoops ahead of Dynamite tonight on our Fightful Select Discord. Dropped some scoops about Dynamite there tonight as well on Fightful Select. Had the Malachi and Buddy update. Had some UK moves or UK news rather. Come join us over there. Until next time, we're out.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.